Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome back to the show. Well, we've had a little hiatus. We took a couple of weeks off here and there. Well, I hope you know that we are still in the race. The campaign continues. I know we all thought by now it would be over. Once 11-5 hit, we thought that that would be it. However, we did not get enough votes to take us 50% plus one to the winning spot, and so we had to have a runoff. But great news, there were some people eliminated, but yours truly was not. So we have passed the first round. I guess I feel almost like the playoffs here. It's like, okay, we made it past the first round, and now we have the opportunity to pick up more votes and to make the final cut. So the next election date will be December the 3rd. That's December 3rd. Myself, two of my running mates, Angela Garrison, who was running for mayor, and also Marjorie Hargrave, who is running for, Marjorie's also running for council member. So the three of us are in the race, and so we are racing on, racing on, racing on. I talk to my sister sometimes, and she says, run, Lilisa, run. Kind of reminds me of the Forrest Gump. Go for it, run, Forrest, run. So we're excited. We are super, super excited. And we just wanted to keep you updated, keep you posted. We will be going back full swing with the broadcast after the election, because we definitely want to do justice to the entrepreneurs, and I suspect we will be meeting many, 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 many more entrepreneurs as we go about cities and towns and states and around the country. We're excited. We're excited, and we hope you're excited as well. And we're glad that you're tuning in. I want to give a shout out to Jackie. Thank you, Jackie, for inquiring about the show, wanting to know what were we going to be back on the air. But it was our intent to take this show down to just Fridays up until after the election, and we thought the election was going to be over November 5th, and then we found out we had to go to a runoff. So it's been nonstop every single day with more campaign prep, because it's just not about, okay, you got some votes, let's see if you can get some additional votes, add that to what you have, but it's like a whole new campaign. a whole new date, whole new ballots drawn, and everything. So we've been in strategy sessions. And so I tell you, it's just so amazing how you never know what goes on behind closed doors or behind the scenes for all these political activities that happen around our country and even probably around the world. But when I even just think of the word, the strategy, when I think about the strategy sessions that we've had for our township, and we only have 21,000 residents, just imagine what President Obama is going through when you have a nation with close to 300, a little over 300 million people. And talk about strategy sessions. I'm like, wow, our strategy sessions probably look like bubblegum compared to what, you know, he is dealing with. But certainly this is grassroots at this level, and it's so exciting because, to know that we are in operation, the same operation that President Clinton, President Bush, now I'm getting all kind of names thrown out there, Clinton, Bush, sooner or later I'll get to Obama, President Obama, went through these very grassroots level, and this is so exciting to know that, he got all the way to the White House from down here, and him and many others, not just he alone, but others as well. So we were just so excited, and I just tell you, it is so great. Well, also, I wanted to just, give a shout-out to all of the entrepreneurs in my town, Hillside, New Jersey. I will be coming by to visit each and every one of you over the next 2 weeks. Starting with today, I'm going to definitely hit all the entrepreneurs on Liberty Avenue. Still got to go by Barney's. I got to go by Popeye's. I got to go, definitely got to go back to ShopRite. Got to go inside, make sure I introduce myself to the ShopRite owner, the Hillside owner of the ShopRite there. And then I got to go back down Summit Avenue, back down Long Avenue, because we do have quite a few on Hillside Avenue and Long Avenue, and then Ramsey Place. So I have a lot of businesses to hit over the next 2 weeks, and to let myself be, make myself known to the individuals, especially if they have individuals who live in the town of Hillside. So it's been very exciting. It's all I seem to be able to talk about for the past couple of weeks is the campaign. And I give God all the praise, honor, and glory, because if it had not been for him, I would not be in a race, period. And so the full testimony will be coming out after the election is over. I will give a full testimony about how good God has been in this whole setup, in this whole journey of me running for council person. But for those of you who are entrepreneurs, I can tell you some things that you need to be doing as you're getting ready to expand your business. So for all those entrepreneurs out there who are interested in expanding your businesses, there are some things you definitely want to do. Number one, you definitely want to go to our website, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. That's one website you want to go to, so that you can get connected, become a member, so that you can take advantage of some of our workshops, our trainings, our seminars, and our webinars, and our conferences. You want to become a member so you can join into our blogs and our other forums that we will have for you on that site. Number two, you also want to go to our website, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs. Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs. .com. You also want to go there and keep up with our conferences, other events that we will be having, where you can also come and learn how to grow your business, how to maintain your business, how to get connected and partner with other business owners and other people that have services or resources to offer to small business owners. The more I get into the local politics, the more I find out why it's important to be an entrepreneur. And so while some people would think that, well, isn't Coach Lalisa already doing enough? Now she's also getting into politics, but actually the politics and small business go hand in hand. like you wouldn't believe. I can't even describe all the ways that it is so intertwined, but I can say that the politicians, they like small businesses. They like businesses, but definitely, you know, any type of business, small, big, or other. And big businesses usually start out as small businesses. So that's why, that's remember, it's one reason right there why small businesses are so important. Because most businesses don't start out big, so they want more big businesses. Sometimes you have to work with the small businesses and help to expand them to become that big business in your town. And one key reason why businesses are so important to towns and communities is, number one, it is a way to create jobs. And not only that, but it is also a way to generate a tax base, some tax revenue for your town. And with that, with the tax revenue, you are going to have services that you can provide to your residents of your town. So, you know, it works hand. I'm telling you, every town needs to get a handle on their businesses. So you are important, and your business owners, you need to really do some things that, again, like I said, we'll be talking about after the election, which is just a couple of weeks away. So you figure we have next Friday, and then the Friday after that will be the last Friday before the next election, and then the Friday after next is what's traditionally known as Black Friday. And then Saturday has been also designated as Cyberspace Saturday. So definitely Saturday, I will be geared up to offer people some deals and some specials on our website for our coaching program. So if you want to be coached by Coach Louisa with the Release Your Power coaching program, which you can go through those sessions, you definitely will be offering some specials. So I'll be trying to get that offer together so people can take advantage of that. Also the book, Release Your Power, for people to take advantage of that, and other books that we also are offering on the release-your-power.com website. So there are other books and other products offered there. All right? So we are so, so, so excited. We have a couple of engagements coming up, but we're also looking for more. So if you are a person in need of a speaker for your program, if you have a program, we could be in a college, at a church, it could be at a school, it could be at a synagogue, it could be in a temple, it could be outside in the park, it could be on the boat, it could be in a lot of different places. So if you are in need of a speaker or a workshop leader for your event, please don't hesitate to contact us. You can reach me through CoachLalisa.com or release-your-power.com and or Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Instagram or MySpace or YouTube. So we are basically on all the 6 or 7 major networks and even Pinterest, actually. So if you contact me on any of those ways, I'll get a notification through my Gmail that you're interested in having myself come or someone from my team come and do a workshop for you. We can do workshops on empowerment. We can do workshops that can teach people how to get unstuck, how to move forward. We can do workshops to training people on how to get a business started, how to start a small business. We can do workshops on how to increase the revenue for your small business, how to tap into other resources at the government level, at the various governmental levels, whether it be the local, state, or federal governments. We will be able to tell you what's the best way to tap in. We can even talk about some fundraising. We're doing some exciting fundraising strategies, new strategies I've learned along the campaign trail. And all of these resources I will be pouring into individuals who tap into my Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, which you can go to by www.leiassociation.wildapricot.org. That's the website for the membership association, and it's just a very small membership amount you can start at. also, we would absolutely love for you to make a donation of any size to our campaign. You can just simply go to Garretson, for F-O-R, mayor.com. That's Garretson, G-A-R-R-E-T-S-S-O-N, F-O-R-M-A-Y-O-R.com. And there is a page for contributions, and we would certainly appreciate it. We would absolutely love if you are in the New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Delaware, Philadelphia area, and you would like to meet the candidates, meet the woman who is running for mayor for Town of Hillside, and myself and Marjorie Hargrave that's running for council member. You can meet us on Sunday morning, 8 to 10 a.m., at the Applebee's in Union on Route 22. We'd love to meet you there. And that contribution, that fundraiser ticket is just $15. So fundraiser ticket, just $15 for that. And you can purchase if you are not able to go, but you would still like to sponsor someone going. You can still purchase a ticket, and we will make sure that someone gets an opportunity to eat free on you, and you can still support the campaign that way. So we're excited about all the different things that are going on. There is a lot going on, and then we know that the holidays are coming up. People are getting all ready for it. I'm super excited about the things that are coming forth and that are going to be going on, some of the workshops, conferences, and seminars that we'll be hosting for individuals who are members of the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. You will definitely get discounts, so you definitely want to become a member as soon as possible, because you will be getting discounts to all of these events that we will be hosting, definitely starting, most of them starting now, some of them happening in December, many more of them happening in January. We're already getting booked to speak at various Black History Month celebrations. And we'll be speaking at wellness forums. There's lots of wellness going on. There's some mental health issues going on, emotional health. Before, you used to hear about health conferences, and the main thing people talked about was physical health. But now there has to be big, major discussion on mental health and emotional health, because so many things are happening in people's lives that mentally people are losing it. And so there has to be some discussion about mental health and also about emotional health. So I like to talk about things that help people, that help to empower people. Certainly as entrepreneurs, we've said before that entrepreneurs need to be empowered. Entrepreneurs need to be able to empower themselves. And so tuning into this radio show is just one way to stay empowered, to be motivated, to be empowered, to be in the know about things for your business, about how you as an entrepreneur, how you can sustain your business. I mean, one of the things you want to do is you want to sustain your business or grow your business or transform your business. So I'm very happy for the entrepreneurs that do tune into the show, those of you who are connected to the show. Again, when you are a member of the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, you can you'll have an opportunity to talk to me, inbox me when you as a coach, as your coach, as a business coach. You can, if you sign up for my coaching packages, you can certainly, get one-on-one coaching from me about your business, whether it's about your business plan, your marketing strategy, your team building strategy, your overall strategy for your business. You will be able to contact Coach Lalisa, and I can work with you one-on-one. And you, so you can, right now I have the coaching program up and running. If you want personal development coaching, leadership coaching, it's up and running. You can sign up for those packages, because some people need that. But for those of you who want the business coaching, I'm working on that segment. I don't have it up on the website. You can still contact me. I should hopefully have that website up and ready by probably by December December 2nd. That's Monday, December 2nd. So I should have the business coaching packages available for you to select which package and at which level you would like for me to help you with your business. So business coaching, something that we'll be doing going forward. So I'm very, very excited about that. Those of you who want to work on your book, you want to get coached for your books, you can go to the website selfpublishingworks.com and you can sign up right there on the website and you can get coached to get your book completed, as I've done with my books and many other people's books. And for those of you who want to break into the public speaking business, I will give you tips and tools and strategies on how to do that. And you can go to that website, speakingyourwaytomillions.com. If you go to speakingyourwaytomillions.com, I will show you some tips and tools and strategies on how to create your own public speaking business and how to get yourself booked and different ways that you can make money in the public speaking industry. So again, there's all those websites. And or if you want to send me an email at lilisa.williams@gmail.com, if you send an email there, I will send you an email back with all the website links. So in case you didn't get a chance to write them down, if you send an email to lilisa.williams@gmail.com, I will send you a link to all the websites, and then that way you will have them all in one nice handy place, and you can decide which area that you want to get that resource, whether it's the speaking, the self-publishing, the coaching, the business strategy coaching, if you want that. So business strategy coaching, that will be something I will be working on, and to get that for people who are interested in the business coaching. So it's been, you know, it's a journey. It's absolutely a journey, but what isn't? Everything in life is a journey. So make sure that you, as you move forward, you know, the year is winding down. Typically at the end of the year, I've been trying to do strategy sessions where we show people, you know, how to get ready for the new year so you can start the year off running, set some goals so you can really see what you're actually working on, see what you've achieved. So that's also exciting. That's a webinar. It's done online. You can also, don't forget, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn and all those sites. But if you connect with me on Facebook, that's the quickest, easiest way to connect. However, I know some people are not so much on Facebook, so you can go through LinkedIn. LinkedIn is linked up to my Facebook, so I'll still get it. Same thing with Twitter. If you send it to Twitter, I will still get the message if that's the social media site that you're most familiar and comfortable with using. And certainly you can always send a text as well. So what I'm saying is that if you are, you know, we're getting ready for the new year, if you want to attend the webinar on that, you can certainly contact me, inbox me, email me, go to any of those websites. All those websites have contact pages. If you want to get in our mailing database, you can even do that just from the Facebook websites, or if you're not on Facebook, you can certainly email me at lilisa.williams@gmail.com, and I will put you in a database that I have to create. I'm not creating a new database because I already have one already created, but I'm just adding to it, just growing it, expanding the database that I already have, so I can let people know what's happening. Definitely look forward to newsletters that will be coming out soon. So all these things you'll get an opportunity to do. For those of you who would like to be featured on the show, I know normally on Fridays we have been doing open mic and having people with businesses call in to tell us about your business. But we won't be doing that for today, obviously, right? The show is almost over. But thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning back into the archives. I appreciate you so much. However, we probably can do it next Friday. So next Friday, get ready with your businesses to call in, to shout out, to tell us about your business, your company, your product, and or your services that you are offering to the marketplace. Then probably starting in January, we will definitely do a few segments kicking off the new year, talking about the global marketplace and how you as an entrepreneur can tap into this new exciting market. It's an emerging market. It's new. It's exciting. And we'll, of course, we're going to talk about other emerging markets as we go into the new year. And then as we come out on the other side, God willing, we will be talking about these markets that are emerging, that are out there, and how you, the local individual business owner, can tap into the local emerging markets. And so that's also exciting. That we're looking forward to. And as always, we want to be that resource for you. We want to be that support for you, that motivation, that empowerment, that inspiration for you to be in business. We absolutely love entrepreneurs. We want you in business. We're proud of you. We're thankful for you. And we want you to have the resources and the tools you want. We want you to know that you have a connection. You have a network. You have some people. You have friends. So you need prayer. We have that because we're going to begin to probably in January having someone come on in the morning that can simply pray over our businesses. So we'll start out our show with inviting different people that can come on and pray for our businesses. So I think that would be exciting and a new touch to add to the broadcast. So starting in January, though, we will absolutely go back to our traditional format of being on Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and bringing different topics each and every weekday morning. And we'll go back to having Fridays established for our call-in entrepreneurs to shamelessly, I love to say that, shamelessly promote their businesses starting in January. So we're very, very, very excited, very excited. So I hope, I pray that you do understand that this campaign has been grueling. I thought about that last night. I was like, whoa, it's been grueling. But that's only because there's so much work that has to be done. And you have literally, and I know just for my town alone, 10,000 so people, and you really need voters, rather. 20,000 people, 10,000 voters, so you have to literally touch everybody. So not that 10,000 people are going to come out and vote in an off election. Now, if it's of course, when President Obama got elected, 8,000-plus of those 10,000 voted in the Obama election. 8,000-plus. So nearly every registered voter in our town, that's amazing. That's amazing. Voted in the presidential election. Isn't that incredible? I think in this election we had about maybe close to half, about half, which isn't bad. It's not bad, about half. We had quite a few. We had quite a few votes. We had probably close to, a lot of people came out and voted in this election. So, probably about the same amount because we had nine candidates and all nine candidates picked up over 1,000 votes, so that's close to 10,000 right there. So, wow, that's almost everybody. And so, yeah. Okay, no. Those same people got those same votes. Okay, so possibly. Okay, maybe about half those people came out and voted in this election, which is considered like an off election. So it's been it's been exciting. I was like, wow, 10,000 people came out to vote. But no, not 10,000. So that's all we have time for. We're absolutely excited that you decided to join us, to tune in to the broadcast. And we hope that you definitely tune back in to another segment and that you tune back in next Friday. Don't forget, we will be here next Friday, same time, same place, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for tuning in. Now, we have just a couple minutes left. If you're on air, you certainly can just hit your number one key. And if you have any comments or questions or thoughts or concerns, certainly you can bring those right now because we have just a couple minutes left to the show. And just, well, in order for me to open up your mic, in order for me to have an indication that you want to do that, you have to hit your number one key. And if not, that's fine, too, because I know sometimes people just want to listen. Sometimes people are in places where they can't listen. But we would absolutely love to hear from you. We absolutely love it when callers have a question or a comment or a suggestion or what have you, a thought, you know, an opinion, as I was teaching my students the other day, the difference between fact and opinion. So a lot of what you hear here on this Blog Talk Radio show will be a mixture. Sometimes I'm going to provide some facts on things that I know about. Sometimes it's going to be my opinion. For instance, my opinion when I say, oh, your business is going to be great and successful. Okay, that's my opinion. I don't yet have the facts that you will be, but if you do the things that you're supposed to do, if you do the things that we would absolutely love to help you with, we have no doubt that you should have a very successful business. I myself have been a successful business owner for, gosh, over a little over 10 years now. My business is still in operation. It's registered with New Jersey. It's an exciting business. It's a training business. Other people that I know are still in business. They have their consulting businesses, their photography businesses, their retail businesses, their restaurant businesses. You know, my sister has a dry cleaning business in Cincinnati, Ohio. So I know many, many people who are very successful with their businesses. I work at Essex County College. They are successful in business. Maybe you worked in different places. And so we're all around successful business people every single day. And we can glean from that, you know, success leaves clues. So we can get clues on how to be successful, but also we want to be able to partner with people. And that's why I'm excited to talk about the business training and the business coaching that I will be doing for people who are looking to start, grow, expand, and sustain their businesses. I can't wait. So anyway, have a great and wonderful day. Have an awesome weekend. Go out and do something fun and exciting. If you are in the New Jersey area, if you're so inclined, or New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Philly, and you are so inclined to be a part of this campaign, this is Team Garrettson. This is a powerful campaign. I'm telling you, you haven't seen, you'll be surprised. If you come and experience it, you'll be like, wow. If you've never been on a political campaign, if you've never been a part of one, you might want to come and see what it's really all about. Because most people, if you just look at the outside, if you just look at the media, you don't really get a really, really good sense of what it's really like. So we can show you some behind the scenes. You can come and help out with us. You can just inbox me on Facebook, and I will tell you where you can meet us at tomorrow, Saturday, and how you can get involved, how you can volunteer. And we're going to have a lot of fun. And I'm also happy to say the weather is so holding up, and it's supposed to be warm, a little warm over the next few days as we go out walking, talking, knocking on doors. So anyway, take care. Have a great, wonderful week. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. Happy birthday to all those birthdays that we have missed over the past several weeks. And we look forward to you next Friday.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.